Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Norm Larker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Drysdale. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Noren. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Neal hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Larker. Taylor reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's Dodgers, 1, Cubs, 1. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Noren hits a line drive towards short. Wills reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dark strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hobby hits a fly ball into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. 1 out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 0-for-1 in the game. Larker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Herb Noren batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Noren is 0-for-1 in the game. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Roseboro. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Rosboro steals second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosboro moves to third. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. Drysdale hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosboro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby bunts towards first. Hodges fields it and throws to third for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Larker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dark scores. Hobby moves to third. It's Dodgers, 2, Cubs, 2. Jim Marshall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moon strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snider takes first base on ball 4. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Snider. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Snider steals second. Norm Larker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 0 for 2 in the game. Larker takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Snider scores. Larker goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Dodgers. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosboro hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive towards first. Hodges reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wills moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to third. Drysdale moves to second. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Billy Williams. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards the mound. McDevitt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McDevitt. Dark moves to second. Don Eddie pinch runs for Randy Jackson. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it, throws to second, and Eddie, is out. There's the throw to third, and Dark is out. Double play. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Don Demeter pinch hits for Duke Snider. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman throws the ball into Taylor who relays the ball to Banks who tags Demeter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frank Howard pinch hits for Norm Larker. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing left field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Ron Fairley now playing right field. Art Schult pinch hits for Jim Marshall. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Dodgers, 4, Cubs, 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls pinch hits for Irv Noren. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Art Schult now playing first base. Lee Walls now playing right field. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for John Roseboro. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Essigian strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDevitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Cal Neiman pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Moon reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodges. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Larry Sherry now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Dodgers. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Sherry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sherry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 4 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman bunts towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.